Let's change our focus now from anaconda strangles to another form of karigatame. This is one which is particularly dear to my heart because I was probably one of the, as far as I know, the first person to use this. I came up with this move in the mid-1990s when I just got in my blue belt training with Sean Williams. I called it the inverted karigatame because it's essentially a karigatame action, the use of my opponent's shoulder to strangle one of his carotid arteries and my bicep to strangle the other. I was struck by the fact that most strangles in jiu-jitsu always have an inverted version of it. It's always the same strangle principle used in different positions, some of them which are inverted. But there was no inverted karigatame. Okay, we all know, lie down, the basic karigatame we grow up with is this strangle here, where my bicep forms a strangulation on the far carotid artery and his shoulder forms a strangulation on the other. Someday in the future we'll go over this version of karigatame. It's not relevant to the front headlock position, but it's a very, very useful strangle. We'll look at it in a separate video in the future. But I was always struck by the fact that in the 1990s there was no inverted version of this. One day I was training with Sean Williams. He was working from open guard. And he was very proficient when I was coming around the corner to pass at using his top hand to post, and then he would heist up to his knees and avoid the finishing sequence of a guard pass. So I was struck by the fact that from a situation like this, we could go through and catch our training partner, just like so. Then from here, I would come over the top and hit a basic move from wrestling, the three-quarter Nelson, and turn our opponent's far shoulder down to the mat. And from this position, my hands came in, and I locked up a figure of four and started getting submission holds. That was the basic germ which gave rise to this idea, which I developed in time to develop what I called the inverted karigatame. That was the name I gave it. I had a very talented student a few years later called Joe D'Arcy. I showed him this strangle. He was impressed by it when I was doing some guard passing drills with him. And he became extremely proficient in its use. I'll come back to Joe's input into the inverted karigatame later on in this video because it's definitely worth looking at. Joe was a competitor. I never competed, but Joe certainly did. He went to California and had tremendous success. No one had ever seen the strangle before. It came out of a gym in New York City, and the Californians had simply never seen it before. He tore up the local competition circuit with it, and the locals started, they didn't know how to pronounce his name. His name was Joe D'Arcy, and they called him Joe Das. And they started warning each other, watch out for the Das, the stranglehold that he was employing. And the name stuck, and that's how it got its name. All these years I called it the inverted karigatame, but it's more well known from my student Joe D'Arcy, the Das strangle.